After the memorial. It's an elegant thought, sending messages to heaven. So they gathered on the football field, slipped into balloons the words they might have otherwise written in his yearbook. They used their functioning, unpinned lungs to inflate those bubbles of color, then held each tied end tightly before finally letting go. Candles in their hands, they watched the balloons drift farther away, the distance becoming as massive as the impossibility of an accident had been. People lingered as long as the light allowed, then, in huddles of arms and bowed heads, turned away. The flames and sunset burnt out. But balloons, fragile as bodies, burst when they get too high. And the next morning, a woman working in her garden, miles away from the field, found, "I never told you this, but I love you." It was nestled in the petals of hydrangea, and she stared at the note like the handwriting was something she remembered. There was also a girl, pigtailed and proud of her chalk drawings, who glimpsed a white scrap in the grass. "You're the kind of person I always wanted to be, but I was afraid." She was too young to understand the words, so her mother, home now after a double, read them aloud, her breath catching. And the boy's father, who sat on his front porch, barely seeing the lawn laid out in front of him, only felt the note as the wind dropped it on his feet. "You were so much stronger than I ever was. You were beautiful and brave and alive." Impossible as the fact that he'd had to plant his son like a seed in the earth, here were his own words, sent back from the sky.